Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. Free is a zero-tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want a simple, hassle-free way to enjoy nicotine without smoke, vapor, or the smell. Everything about Free is engineered for ease, fast flavor, fast effect, and fast delivery straight to your door. The strength range goes from 3 milligrams all the way up to 15 milligrams, so whether you're looking for something on the lighter side or you want maximum strength, they've got you covered. Flavors, mint, wintergreen, watermelon, which is new, plus lush, sweet, and original. Enough variety that picking a flavor feels like picking a mood. Available in single tins, mega packs, and bundles for those who like to commit. The pouches come pre-primed, so flavor and effect hit instantly. No waiting around. They're soft, flexible, sit comfortably, and the whole setup is discreet. Compact tins, zero smoke, zero vapor, perfect for meetings, commutes, or just getting through the day. You can get your instant delivery straight to your door or pick them up whenever you normally get your nicotine. Right now, my listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com. That's F-R-E pouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, F-R-E pouch.com, and use promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. F-R-E, free. Strength you can count on. Did you know that your calendar age does not always match how old your body truly is? Your biological age and the age of your cells and organs is the number one predictor of your risk for serious diseases. That's why I ordered the True Age test from True Diagnostic. With just a simple at-home finger prick, you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights. No doctor visits, no labs. Look, I'll be honest, when I learned that if your biological age is just 5 years older than your actual age, your disease risk can jump 30 to 50%. I got a little bit nervous. I mean, I'm the guy who thinks ketchup counts as a vegetable. But up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. The way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress has a massive impact on how fast our bodies age. True Diagnostic gives you a personalized report with science-backed steps to actually slow down aging. I'm kind of dreading what my results might say, but I am curious. Maybe this will finally be the wake-up call that gets me and you back on track. The test is super easy. Send in your sample using the prepaid mailer, and in 2 to 3 weeks, you get your detailed report. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code ZABE to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. TrueDiagnostic.com, promo code ZABE at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
Maximum capacity. Fans flooding into Green Bay on night one of the NFL draft.
It's been unreal to see people inside the theater, people inside Lambeau, people at all the bars up there. They're everywhere. We've got team coverage because we are in and around Lambeau Field as well. Tim Van Voren inside the stadium waiting for the Packers pick.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers. For the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver. Matthew Golden, wide receiver of Texas.
let me get a Green Bay three. 1, 2, 3.
How good is that?
Today on the Zabecast, it's Andy Pollin, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy. A man who knows more Redskins history than anybody. Somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays. And a guy who taught me the word mushugana. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the Zabecast is locked and loaded. So buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
205-175, and incredibly enough, 220 on the final day of the draft, Andy. Green Bay turned out for this one. All of Wisconsin turned out for this one, as a matter of fact.
What is the population of Green Bay? Not Milwaukee, obviously, but Green Bay, do you know?
109,635, give or take a few.
Something 600,000 over the 3 days, right?
Yes, exactly. This after one of the executives for the Lions was running his mouth about, they're not going to beat us from last year. No, the actual raw numbers did not eclipse Detroit, but, you know, you got to factor in market size as well. I got to tell you, Andy, having been to it, it was both one of the most amazing things I think I've seen and also one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. Can it be amazing and idiotic all at once? I think the answer is yes, because let me tell you, you can't see shit when you're there. You cannot see shit. Also, as some buddy of mine texted after I said that in a thread, he goes, what is there to see? And he had a point.
Oh, yeah.
He had a point.
It is absolutely remarkable. This sort of happened by accident, as you know, that Radio City Music Hall was booked in 2015. They go, what are we going to do? We'll put it in Chicago, see what happens. And it's now the NFL's Woodstock, except we don't have legendary music acts. There's no Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. There's no, you know, Joe and the Fish. And there's no, you know, it's just people reading off names, mostly of people you've never heard of. But people show up. They want to be there.
Yeah. And certainly Wisconsinites. And the crowd was 90% Packer fans. Yes, there was a smattering of fans from every team around the league, and that's what kind of makes the draft special, but it was all of Wisconsin that turned out. And the way that Wisconsinites are, and it's a beautiful thing, is all they have to be told is, oh, is there a thing happening? Yeah. Does it cost money? No, it's free. Oh, okay. Will they sell beer? Yeah. I'll be there. Like, they love to get together to just drink and be social and to put on a jersey. And that's what we saw out there. But the NFL has created a monster, and I forgot the fact that it came about because of an accident.
Yeah. I mean, they were happy to stay in New York, but that was booked. Okay, let's see what's... And so now they got everybody bidding to get it. I hope it ends up in Washington soon, and probably on the mall down near Lincoln Memorial.
How do you think it would do in D.C.?
I think it would do well. I think they would get, similar crowds.
I guess it would. Yeah. I guess it'll turn up anywhere, I suppose. This league, as I shake my head, it just continues to print money left and right.
Yeah, no matter what they touch, it turns to gold.
Yeah. And then there's the Shedeur Sanders free fall. When I last left you, my dear Zabecast audience, I was recording the podcast from inside the car just hours from the start of the draft. And I said, you might want to buckle up. This could be a wild night with Shedeur. Little did I know, or anyone else know, it would carry on all the way to Saturday. And what this story now has, Andy, I call it a buffalo. A buffalo that was once, you know, slain on the plains by the natives to feed the tribe for days and weeks at a time. You could use every part of the buffalo. A buffalo story in sports radio has many elements to it. And that's what this story has. Yes, it has the people calling for covert racism. There's collusion claims. You got the Mel Kiper angle. More on that in a second, because I know you and Mel are friends from back in the day. Then there is the point of the Browns taking him only after they took this other quarterback in Dylan Gabriel. They now have the most crazy quarterback room you've ever seen. You got the prank call, which has now led to an apology, a groveling apology from both the coach of the Falcons and his kid over a prank fucking phone call. And then, of course, you've got things that Shadur is now saying now that he's been drafted that immediately contradict what he had said before. But the key part of the whole thing is, and I'll say this, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. It was his dad. It was Deion. This is what happened. Deion happened. And I've got a great post that explains it. He is unlike any other helicopter dad or snowplow dad or stage dad, of which we've seen many of, right, Andy? In the world of sports over the years.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The difference is Deion was a dad who was a big-time D1 coach, who also was a big-time media figure at multiple stops, and is also a guy with not just a gold jacket, but the coveted maroon jacket the NFL gave out for the 50 best of all time in the Hall of Fame. And Deion has been stage managing his son from the get-go, and this played the overriding part of the entire draft.
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
Openly. Well, I think the most ironic part of this is he winds up in Cleveland, because when you're hearing all this stuff about, oh, he's bad in the interviews, he was surly, he was unprepared, the thinking was that he was tanking for Cleveland because he didn't want to go there. And so to see him wind up in the fifth round in Cleveland is one of the most stunning developments I've ever seen. And, you know, once he starts to fall, and this happens with quarterbacks, but I never thought he would fall till the third day. I mean, it just defies logic. But on the other hand, you also hear he's not that good.
Well,
he's really not that good.
It defies logic if the only logic you get is from the highest profile media members who were convinced he was that good. It's the same media that thought Colorado was that good after one win at Baylor. They got way out ahead of themselves. Modern media cannot resist latching on to the hot thing and making it a thing and riding the thing until it's out of gas. See Tebow Mania, see Linsanity, see any number of cases where this is what they do, the media. It's like a dog pees in the bushes and runs after cars. Don't yell at the dog for being a dog, okay? The media is who they are. So,
if you're to believe that 32 owners or general managers or whoever's picking the players got together either by Zoom or some type of... Yeah, and said, okay, we're going to show this kid. We're not just going to make him slide down to the first round. We're going to slide him all the way to the fifth. And to really screw him over, we're going to send him to Cleveland. if somebody thought he was good, they would have jumped up to get him. I guess, unfortunately for the Sanders family, Dan Snyder no longer owns the Commanders. Otherwise, he would have traded 3 ones to get up to the top pick to get him.
You definitely would have taken him for sure. And absolutely. And the way the Browns war room reacted to the pick, it looks like it was another Jimmy Haslam decision. Because no team logically says, okay, we got this ancient veteran in Flacco. We have an insanely expensive albatross who's currently rehabbing a torn Achilles. We've got this beat up retread of a late first rounder in Kenny Pickett, and we just took a shrimpy kid from Oregon who said he likes playing in the sun. What do we need right now? Oh, another quarterback everyone was passing on, including us for the last 3 rounds, who is also going to bring insane media attention and a ton of pressure to play him if we start losing. This is insane.
And everything was set up in Cleveland this year for Arch Manning, right? You got
yes.
There's nothing.
It
in
still
the quarterback.
Is, by the way.
Yeah, right. But there's nothing in the quarterback room, as they call it. No. Well, they never used to call it the quarterback room, but now it's the quarterback room. There's nothing there that would indicate more than 3 or 4 wins this year. As good as Flacco was a few years ago, they're not going anywhere this year. They're going after a top quarterback for next year. And beyond Manning, there's some other good ones too that are coming out. This was just a horrible year for quarterbacks.
I think Arch Manning stinks. I think Arch Manning has been hyped way beyond who he is.
Who knows?
If he was so good, why couldn't he beat out the guy, Quinn Ewers, who watched the draft from either a Cabela's or his own house, where he's shot and killed, and his family has shot and killed way too many wild game animals stuffed on the wall. He didn't go drafted at all, costing himself.
No, seventh round, Miami. Miami took Quinn Ewers.
Oh, he did? Okay, so he went seventh round. Who didn't get drafted? That should have stayed in as a quarterback. Either way, he turned down $8 million, quite possibly.
Yeah, that's insane. $8 million for a quarterback in college.
Quite possibly. So he could. So Arch Manning, put him aside. But this is the best explanation of the Dion factor that I have read, and I think it is spot on times 1,000. This is from a guy who goes by Jetpack Galileo. And his bio describes him as he's part of some fantasy football group, does analytics, does film research, and he knows football. Here's what he said. He goes, inflation has been a major challenge recently in college football, and Shador's draft stock has gotten out of hand. It's been a mirror of the insane Colorado hype of September of 2023. Everyone in the media is either friends with Dion or scared of Dion. In many cases, both. Nobody wants to be the naysayer if Shador ends up being good. Dion would have them tarred and feathered. They would never live it down. But more importantly, they'd lose a friend. So instead of honest analysis, everyone is speaking out both sides of their mouth. The weaknesses in his game are so obvious that he must overstate his strengths in order to avoid insulting the sacred son. He says the reality is Shador is an average college prospect. He's not ready to start in the NFL, and that should be a normal, acceptable, exciting, and happy thing for a player of his caliber. It's unfair that the top 10 pressure is being placed on his shoulders. A father must tout his son. A quarterback must display confidence. The media must hype up any story that will grab attention. But if we learned anything from the last few quarterback classes, NFL teams have no reason to spend a high pick on an average athlete. Which
Absolutely.
Is what Shador is. While the February-March hype train clanged loudly for top 10 Shador, every NFL team quietly found serviceable starting QBs instead. If you're going to take a risk on a developmental prospect, you want a freak like Josh Allen or Anthony Richardson. And if we're willing to be honest about Shador, he's not even Bryce Young or Tua Tagovailoa either. Nobody can claim Shador will solve problems with elite athleticism. They tout his pinpoint accuracy and quick processing, but he doesn't really have those either. He's not a true pocket passer because he doesn't like it. And who can blame him when he doesn't have the eyes, the feet, or the arm to be comfortable there? He does have extreme toughness. He does have the guts to deliver throws through big-time hits. He does have creative instinct to find solutions on the fly, and he can execute efficiently when the defensive picture is clear. All these intangibles are hallmarks of a great QB, and his ability to lead with confidence is central to his value as a prospect, however. Shador's comprehensive picture is very similar to Iowa State's Brock Purdy. The theme of Brock's NFL career has been great coaching, great offensive line, great ISO concepts with wide open space, yak players to maximize easy throws, but he says he's still a prospect. He doesn't need those expectations on him. He needs a great coach who won't get distracted by the family jewels and can redefine Shador's entire game from the ground up. And the comp he gave him was Bronny Purdy. And I'm like, that is such a great comparison.
Yes. Well, look, Tim Hasselbeck a month ago said, yeah, he compares to Andy Dalton and Teddy Bridgewater. And people went,
people lost their minds.
Yeah. And he probably is. So would you risk a first-round draft pick for either of those guys? Bridgewater might have been good had he not hurt his knee. He had a really bad knee injury. But Andy Dalton is your classic guy you can put in. He's a guy, you know. He's never going to lead you to a championship. Never. So you save those first-round picks to swing. If you don't hit, fine. But you're not swinging for somebody who's just going to be average. And that's what he is.
Then there's your boy, Mel.
Yeah.
Mel gave you a wonderful shout out on Dan Patrick's show earlier in the week.
I know. Yeah.
He basically said that you were one of the guys that helped make the modern draft analyst. Is that right?
Well, I see. This was not an original idea. Todd McShay, a couple of years ago, when he was still at ESPN and they were in the, you know, waning hours of the draft, seventh round, he threw it out there that Mel should go in the Hall of Fame. And Mel's very modest and, you know, no. So anyway, Dan Patrick looked at Brent Musburger a couple of years ago and goes, he's not in the Hall of Fame? Are you kidding me? So he wrote a letter to the Hall of Fame and he got Brent Musburger in for this year. So I saw that and I've actually contacted the Hall of Fame and I said, what do I need to do? And they've given me the instructions. In the meantime, I have Mel on my show, and it was like 2 weeks ago, and I said, you should be in the Hall of Fame. Deflect. Then he goes on Dan's show last week, and Dan does the same thing, said pretty much what I said, you know, how he'd elevated the draft, wasn't the first to analyze it, but took it to another level. And he said he's going to write a letter. And I went, great, because that's going to have a lot more impact than I would. And Mel gave me a shout out saying, oh, yeah, Andy Poland said the same thing. Which is very nice. Yeah.
That is very nice. I'll say this, though. If Shador stinks, his career is over.
Well, he had this with Jimmy Clausen, too. You might remember.
Oh, the internet never forgets. And I personally remember. And I know why he was so high on Clausen. There was a personal relationship that clouded his judgment regarding an agent. But I digress. Here's the thing. This was so bad. Mel Kiper was the talk of the weekend. Never be this much the talk of the weekend. And then when he uncorked this one about how he thinks the league is a bunch of idiots about quarterbacks.
The NFL has been clueless for 50 years when it comes to evaluating quarterback. Clueless. All that, no idea what they're doing in terms of evaluating quarterback. That's proof. There's proof of that.
How many
times? They say we know exactly what we're talking about with quarterbacks. They don't.
I mean, bro, you cannot say that with the Jimmy Clausen thing on your resume.
Yeah, and Reese Davis got into it with him a little bit. Yeah, it was uncomfortable.
Oh, times. Yeah, Reese.
It was.
Mel looked super angry about it all.
Yeah, what Mel does is it's not his analysis of the skills. It's the people he talks to in the league. And he's been doing this, you know, for close to 50 years. So he knows everybody. And I guess the consensus of what he was told was this guy was going to be the second quarterback taken.
Okay. So you say Mel is a synthesizer of other people's scouting opinions, that he does not do original scouting on his own?
I mean, he's watched enough tape and so forth to see, you know, what certain guys can do. But when he makes his mock draft, it's based on consensus of scouts and other people he talks to in the league. So that's how he makes his determination. It's not, you know, he's not like, for example, Jeff George, he had him rated like his 85th best prospect when he went number one, because he had talked to a lot of people in the league who said, yeah, 10 cent head, as we all found out, great arm, but you know, he's going to ruin your team. And so that's what he went with. Now he turned out to be number one, but you know, that's really how that works.
You ran right into my next soundbite. This is Fred Gaudelli, legendary television producer, talking to Andrew Marchand about that whole thing with Jeff George.
So I said, Mel, look, I think you should have your own draft board, and we'll just call it Mel's Top 40. I want to know your top 40 players in order. He goes, when do you want it? I said, just give it to me the day before the draft. So it's your latest board. You've done all the evaluations. So this is 1990. So the first pick in the draft is going to be Jeff George. So Mel hands me his board, and Jeff George is not on the board. I go, Mel, where's Jeff George? He goes, he's not on my top 40. I go, what do you mean he's not in your top 40? He goes, Freddie, he's terrible. He's not in my top 40. I said, Mel, we have to have Jeff George in here. He goes, fine, I'll put him at 40. I go, great, put him at 40. So we put him at 40.
Sorry about this. Hold on a second.
Colts traded up, too, to get him.
Yeah, okay. That was the end of the Marchand and Mita Parrell podcast. That's my boy, John Mita Parrell.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get with Andrew about that and see how my boy Meat is doing. Okay, so that's a problem because even if you say Jeff George has a 10-cent head and you don't think he's one of the top whatevers, he played in the league for 13 seasons.
Right. Yeah, he had a mesmerizing arm.
I know, but you can't take a guy who ended up 13 years in the league and not have him on your board.
Okay, like, but you
there's,
know,
there's what, something weird going on with Mel in that regard.
Well, look, this is his business. He's done it for a long time. It creates conversation about the draft. It's do you think teams take Mel Kiper's guide?
No.
And they go, this is how we're going to draft? No.
But at the same time, and somebody else said, and this is a good tweet, they said either Mel came into this draft the least prepared he's ever been, or he made a conscious decision to raise his profile by rocking the boat.
No. Mel is almost as old as I am. He signed a 3-year deal the past 6 months or so. He's probably going to retire at the end of the deal.
You know what? If Shador turns out really good, he'll have a nice thing. He'll have a nice feather to retire on. Otherwise, everyone's going to go, what a buffoon he was. And okay, I hope he doesn't look like a buffoon. He's a really nice guy. I worked with him, I think, one or two weekends when you were out at ESPN Radio. And all Mel could remember was how much ice cream I could eat at the ESPN zone in Baltimore.
You did pull off a big triple play there with the free food. I got to hand it to you.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to recognize, you know, this television is entertainment. He doesn't make this stuff up. Believe me, he works hard. And if you watch the third day of the draft, nobody else knows anything about these players who are being drafted, and he knows everything.
So why did he miss? I guess maybe he didn't. He's just saying, look, I think everyone else is wrong.
Yeah.
And time will tell.
And how many people do that? How many people put themselves out there like that? You know, I think he did go a little bit overboard, to be honest.
He took it personally.
Yeah, he did. That was probably not the right thing to do.
Yeah. I think the factor that Dion is a bully. Remember the reporter who wrote the scathing column in the Buffalo's media circles up there, whatever Denver Post it might have been, something like that. And absolutely, Dion bullied the shit out of him. Started barring him from going to press conferences.
Yeah. Yeah. And he did something in a press conference, like somebody from CBS asked a question, said, I'm not going to answer that because you're with CBS.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he kind of makes his own rules, but yes, he makes a lot of friends in the media, and that's what happens. Now, this also becomes, you know, sort of the WWE end of it, where Skip Bayless, who's got his nose pressed up against the glass doing a podcast with his wife, is trying to stay relevant, and he's screaming about racism and all this other nonsense that, you know, the league has done a terrible thing and this is embarrassing and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's what it is. It's chum in the water for everybody.
Yeah. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah. Johnny-come-latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know, maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with MyBookie.ag. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job posts seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. Did somebody give you a really great gift last year? Is there a new person in your family or friend group that you want to impress? Does someone in your life deserve an extra special gift this year? Well, that's where Aura Frames comes in. And let me tell you, this is the number one rated gift for a reason. Here's what makes Aura so perfect. You get the frame, and then you can flip those digital assets over all year long. Download the Aura app, connect to Wi-Fi, and then you can add photos from anywhere, anytime. Unlimited photos and videos. Share effortlessly straight from your phone all year long. The frame arrives preloaded in a premium gift box with no price tag. Don't wait. The holidays are now with Aura Frames. For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off their best-selling Carver Matte Frames, named number one by Wirecutter, by using promo code ZABE at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code ZABE. This deal is exclusive to listeners, and frames sell out fast, so order yours now to get in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, you know that feeling when your mind won't shut off at night? Or the stress just keeps piling and piling up? What if I told you there might be a solution that you should check out? How about the folks at CBDFX? They recently sent me some samples. I know all about the CBD phenomenon these days, and I'm curious but a little bit skeptical. Well, I've been trying them out to find out what works best for me. There's a whole range of products, gummies, capsules, topicals, you name it. I've been testing their CBD and CBD night capsules. They're built to get you asleep fast and keep you asleep all night. CBN is what they call the ultimate relaxation cannabinoid and is packed with other natural sleep support. They also make these original mixed berry CBD gummies that have won 4 Healthline Best CBD Gummy Awards, and they're gentle. And they have calming effects. They're great for overall wellness, and they actually taste good. Natural berry flavor. CBDFX has been doing this since 2014, so they've got it down. Everything is USA made with organic hemp, no GMOs, no pesticides, no harmful chemicals, all verified by third-party lab testing. Whether you want calm, focus, better sleep, or just an overall wellness boost, CBDFX has something for you. Right now, my listeners get 40% off your first order with code ZABE at CBDFX. That's code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo at CBDFX.com. 40% off using my promo code. Feel the difference with CBDFX. Then there is this. So Shador, just, you know, one day after saying how happy and grateful he was for the opportunity, to be a Cleveland Brown and to be part of a five-man absolute mongoloid, you know, quarterback room where I can't even get my head around how they're going to sort this out. Uncork the following line, which made me go, wait a minute, what?
You know what this feel like?
What?
Just people that are just being jailed doing for something they ain't do, bro.
Oh, my God. This feel like people who be in jail for something they ain't do. First of all, terrible grammar. Second of all, what happened to the gratefulness? What happened to God? God's got this. This is God's choice, his will. We're in good hands. This is why many of us don't care that he fell in the draft and will laugh and say, well, too bad, buddy, because he was talking all kinds of shit when he was riding high. By the way, he's going to take a huge pay cut as well. Made $6 million last year, would have upped that this year. He's going to make $345,000 as a fifth rounder.
No, it's got to be more than that.
Maybe 600. Might be 600.
I thought the minimum was close to 900 or something like that.
It's under a million. It is for a guy drafted that low, it's under a million.
I mean, Darren Revelle, I think, put out that it cost him like $37 million for what happened.
And, you know, and Dion, when he took the job at Colorado, openly bragged about, we're bringing the Louis. And he cut everyone on the team with no remorse. So anyone that says, oh, my God, what's wrong with you people rooting for this kid to slide? Missed me with that bullshit. And also about the kid's prank, this guy, Jax Ulbricht.
The assistant coach for Atlanta.
It was a fucking prank. The groveling apology he gave was utterly over the top. By the way, last year, Cooper DeJean got pranked. But maybe the NFL's not investigating that prank call because it's not high profile enough.
The cell numbers go out to all the teams just in case they have to call them. So he had access to a cell number that most people wouldn't have because his dad is a coach. And the team has already said they're not going to discipline him or the dad, but I think he's worried about his dad getting popped by the league.
Kid doesn't want his dad to get fired.
And
understandably so. But enough of the groveling. It was a fucking prank. Who cares? Keep her moving. All right. Then there's this, Andy. I got to pivot off of the draft to the Bill Belichick interview on CBS Sunday morning.
Oh, God.
Belichick has written a book, and he is promoting the book. And he agreed to sit down with CBS. This is the wildest 2 minutes, 11 seconds, which you have to see as well, people. If you haven't seen it yet, go online and look it up. This is how it went down on CBS Sunday morning. What should have been a softball, tell us about your book, coach, and your wonderful coaching career, turned into this with Jordan Hudson literally just off camera dictating everything.
Do you feel like you were treated with dignity and respect when you were let go by Robert Kraft?
Yeah, well, it was a mutual decision for us to part ways.
He said fired.
It was a mutual decision.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that's the
philosophy. Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
They cut wide. And that was something that you would think, oh, my God, most outlets would not do that. They cut a wide shot and showed a clearly pissed off Jordan Hudson say, we're not talking about this. As somebody said, any man who has ever dated a woman with 1 ounce of crazy in her knows exactly that tone.
Because that's for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No.
No.
It's a topic.
Oh my God.
She's wearing a sweatshirt that isn't that long, but long enough to cover whatever is on her legs, because these are incredibly short shorts if she's wearing shorts at all. She looks young enough to be his granddaughter, which she is at 24. And this is a guy who doesn't let you in on anything about him. He had a longtime girlfriend that he broke up with shortly before he hooked up with her.
Linda Holiday.
Yeah, and she was 20 years younger, okay. But, you didn't see them except like at the NFL Awards. And this woman is just putting out there frolicking in the sand all over the place, all over social media. And then he says, well, I don't really follow social media. Well, I don't really know what's out there.
Here, yeah. I got one more minute to play and then we'll wrap today. But here's the rest of it.
Neither one of them is comfortable commenting on. Though Hudson has recently posted about it on Instagram.
You join InstaFace, as you put it. I love that. There's some great pictures of you and Jordan where you're a fisherman and she's a mermaid. It's charming. It's a different side of you. What's the reaction been like?
What's it been like?
To have these different sort of photos. There's another one where you're doing, I know you're not into meditation or yoga or Pilates. You're balancing Jordan on your feet and she's doing kind of the Titanic pose.
Yeah, so I'm on some of those social media platforms, but I honestly don't follow them.
What he does follow isn't clicks or views, but touchdowns and, above all, wins.
You do seem like you're having a lot more fun these days than you were in other chapters of your life, let's say.
I enjoy football. I enjoy the whole process of it. It's hard to win, and it's hard to beat other good coaches, good teams. I appreciate the grind. I appreciate the competition. But coaching's fun, and honestly, I feel like I haven't worked a day in my life.
Wow. I'm going to go watch the whole interview. You had an interesting alt theory on this. Go ahead.
I don't have any knowledge on this, but we've seen this with billionaires who are like in their 90s and some young, attractive woman, you know, begins dating him. And then there's a big battle over his estate at some point. I don't know whether she's involved in, you know, getting her hooks into that, but she's also got her own thing. You know, she was runner-up Miss Maine last year. She's running again for that. It has a very creepy feel to it. It really does.
But you think it might be CTE?
I don't know if it's CTE or he's 73 and, you know, early onset dementia. You know, it could be that. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like this fits anything that we've seen from him in the past 50 years, right?
Look, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Pussy's undefeated. Always has been. And that's true. That's true in the history of the world, but at some level, if you have your mind about you, you wall off your future $50 million, you know, estate or more, right? Probably is worth at least that much money while still getting what you need to get as a man with fistfuls of Viagra at 73 years old. You're right on this. She has a spell over him.
Oh, yeah.
Over him.
He's doing things that you would never dream he would do. He wouldn't let you in on anything in his life. And now they're on Instagram running around like they're teenagers? What?
Yeah. Ryan Glasspiegel, who writes for Front Office Sports, said, "This sounds weird even as I workshop it in my head, but I feel like the Shedeur Sanders slide and Bill Belichick not getting a job for 2 years are kind of related. NFL franchises don't want to deal with people they deem unmanageable."
Ooh,
ding.
Yeah.
Ding. Ding.
And the word was out, too. You know, I'm sure there were a lot of people calling Bob Kraft after he did fire Bill Belichick and say, what's the deal here, Bob? And Bob's had his own kind of little dalliance stuff here, too. So, I don't know. It's crazy. Money makes you nuts.
It does. All right, Andy. Good to talk, as always. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk next week.
All right, Zabe. Take care.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. The holidays are here, and if you've got names on your list that are impossible to buy for, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts that you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last-minute. I found something perfect for any football fan in your life, the New York Times Custom Football Book. You pick your favorite NFL team and they create a custom book with actual front page coverage from the Times going all the way back to that team's early years. We're talking historic games, championships, legendary moments, over 90 pages of real newspaper history. Talk about a gift that will blow them away. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, sports fans, foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And with every purchase you make, they give $1 back to nonprofit partners of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zabe. That's uncommongoods.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.